Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, thank you for listening in today. You're listening to Real American Man, and I'm your host, Billy Crocker. We are having some technical difficulties as usual. That seems to be a common topic on the show. But we're trying to work through those. But I just wanted to come to you today, talk a few things about Planned Parenthood and this dentist killing a lion. You know, it seems to be that it's pretty sad whenever we get to a point in our society where we are more disgusted with the killing of an animal, which I don't necessarily disagree with that as it being disgusting. To kill for sport is something that I'm not really too crazy about. But that we don't get equally and more disgusted with these selling of baby parts. Humans, okay, real, I just can't grasp what is going on here. You know, and the Planned Parenthood president, just this last week on Sunday, was on ABC, and she stated that her disgust, well, first of all, of course, she denied that the video, she said that the video certainly showed some things, but that she said that they were distorted, that the videos were edited to make it look a lot worse than what it actually is. But she also stated that she was disgusted with the fact that this organization lied about their identity and who they were to be able to get into where they could have these interviews with these people, and that they were basically, they had the wool pulled over their eyes. You know, that is just, once again, just like the killing of the lion by the dentist, this is just a complete backwards look of morality and ethics. It just doesn't make any sense to me why in the world we would be sitting here talking about, well, you know, they lied to get into, to be able to talk to us, so therefore, you know, everything they're saying is you know, null and void, as if the lie is worse than the act. And the reality of it is that obviously God looks at every sin equally, but whenever you look at the Old Testament and you see Rahab the harlot, whenever the spies from Israel came in, Rahab the harlot hid these spies for a duration of time, and this put her life at great risk. And like I said, she lied about their about where they were at. She lied about them being in her home. She told the army that they were not there, that she hadn't seen them, didn't know anything about them. And that was a plain, black and white lie, no doubt about it, no way, shape, form, or fashion around it. It was a lie. But you see, God honored her, and she was not only mentioned in the Old Testament, but she was even mentioned in the New Testament. Jesus Christ even brought her up. I mean, it's something that, you know, that if you think about it, whenever you look at the reason behind what you're doing things, a lot of conflict comes about in the military. You know, obviously the Ten Commandments tells us, thou shalt not kill. And if you look at really the underlying meaning of what they were getting at, was specifically talking about murder, because you look at even up until the Ten Commandments and after the Ten Commandments and Israel's founding, you do see that they are commanded to kill in the name of God. And so what is it with this that, you know, that makes it different? Well, basically, murder obviously is done in anger. It's done in retaliation and resentment. That is murder. That is clearly wrong to Scripture. God does not want us to act on our anger. He does not want us to lash out at our enemies or our friends. But you see, whenever we look at Planned Parenthood and we look at what they are and how they are as an organization, you know, she even came out, she even stated that the organization that came up with these undercover videos, that they are a militant organization. Now, there is actually some connection that does actually bring them to the forefront of this issue. And I believe that this organization does actually have some questions to answer, because apparently they have been connected to to a murder of a abortionist and various things like this. And so I understand the legitimacy of what they're talking about. And even that they say, you know, if they lied to get where they were. Okay, I understand what you're saying. But what they're really desiring to do is to have you completely ignore the fact that they are, because you notice she never actually addressed, I mean, she says, no, we don't do that. But, I mean, she doesn't really go into detail to explain these undercover videos and what is brought out. Because I'm sorry, but, I mean, you'd be able to tell if they clipped and pasted, you know, a video here and a video there. You can hear the question from the undercover people in the video, and then you can hear the answer from these higher-up people within Planned Parenthood. Plain and simple. They are doing this, and they are making profit off of it. There is endless amounts of documents and things that are that have been suspicious for a long time that Planned Parenthood has tried to that we've tried to bring them up on various accusations and trying to figure out exactly why they are doing what they're doing. Why would you want to have a late-term abortion if you were, you know, when we talk about some of the controversial reasons for abortion, and that being rape or incest and these types of things, we that's truly a controversial issue. You know, I don't know how I would feel about my wife being raped and being pregnant with another man's child. That would certainly be hard to deal with. I feel like I would still say we have to let this child live. We cannot do an abortion. But I understand other people's holdup, especially if they're not believers, if they're not Christians, if they don't have that foundational knowledge. But at the end of the day, we have to be a protector of the innocent. We have to be a protector of those that do not have a voice. I have seen, and going back to the Cecil the Lion thing, I have seen videos of these poor little animals and PETA, this organization that's out there to protect innocent animals, because they can't talk. They can bark, they can meow and stuff like that, but they can't talk. And so we have these organizations to defend these helpless animals and this poor lion, right? And I don't know all the details of that. But you know what? That's an individual. That is an individual. This individual paid money and chose to go over here and do this, apparently. From everything that I've read, he's kind of out of the loop on what the legality of it is. He seemed to have been under the impression that he was doing everything by the book, by the law, by the code. And this is something that he does for sport. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't necessarily agree with this. I don't fully, as far as that we should be going and killing animals for sport. But this is what he's done. This is what he's taken part of. And so should we criticize this? I suppose, and I think that the legal system will take care of this. I think that that it should be scrutinized. I think that it should be looked into. But my goodness, the media explosion that happened from Cecil the Lion being killed by this dentist, and the point, the reason I keep talking about that it's one man is because he's not an organization. It's not like an organization is taking part in this. The organization of Planned Parenthood is doing this. Now, another thing that the president of Planned Parenthood said on the Sunday morning talk show was that she said that what is on the line to defund Planned Parenthood, which I agree with, I agree that we should defund Planned Parenthood. Her argument was that the reason why we should not is because what is on the line is women health screenings for cancer, for cervical cancer and breast cancer, and well women checkups and all this kind of stuff. My response to that is, if that is truly what Planned Parenthood is all about, then stop performing abortions. If an emergency abortion needs to be done, it can be done in a hospital. And let the debate carry on whether or not that should be allowed. Fine. If someone is raped and they are pregnant and they do not want that child, let that be performed in a hospital. Have some type of, of government assistance for that. If that's a controversy, and let's have that debate. But just some clinic down the street on the side of the road should not be able to be performing abortion. And I understand that they talk about their safe practices and all this other kind of stuff, but they are not being looked at intently. There is not enough oversight of an organization that is providing abortion. There's just simply not. You see in one of the videos, one of the doctors is joking about wanting a Lamborghini. You know, one of the things that you cannot edit is the tone of voice and the attitude of the people in this video. And the tone of the voice and the attitude of the people in this video is that what we are discussing is a fetus. We're not discussing a person. We're not discussing a child. We're not discussing a baby, but we are discussing a fetus. That's the tone. That's the attitude of those in this. That what we are discussing, what we are talking about, it really doesn't matter. It may or may not be against the law. We may or may not do this. But whether or not we do this, this is kind of how it would go. How could you even have a conversation about what they're talking about? I mean, honestly, how could you even have a conversation like this? I don't understand it, and there is no editing about it. There is no way around it. Now you have senators that have put up a bill or are planning on putting up a bill, and they need to do it sooner than later, to defund Planned Parenthood. And this needs to happen, folks. You need to be calling your senators, your congressmen, and this needs to happen now. Planned Parenthood does not need to stand after this. They do not need to come out of this. They need to be defunded. If they want to continue on in these types of practices, our tax dollars should not be going to this type of stuff. Never should have been, and it certainly doesn't need to continue. Guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call-in is 323-642-1089. And that's always going to be the guest call-in number here at Real American Man. Once again, that number is 323-642-1089. Would love to hear from you on this. We've just got a couple minutes left, just under 3 minutes left on the show. Once again, the title is Simba and Baby Parts from Planned Parenthood. Obviously, I know that Simba is not the name of the lion out there in Africa, but apparently his name is Cecil. The point of the matter is that we've got to look at the comparison. And is there really a comparison whenever we talk about these issues at hand? Is this really the way that we should be handling our taxes, our business, our government? Should we be funding an organization that is admitting to selling baby parts? And let me say something about that. You know, they made an argument that we wouldn't do something like that for profit. I find that really interesting because as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if you're giving away baby parts as a donation or if it is for profit. The fact that you are giving away baby parts tells me that if there is something still usable in that, I'll go ahead and call it what you want to call it, fetus, then that is a child. That is a living, breathing, heart-beating child. And if you are able to take an organ from that and use it for anything, then clearly you have gone too far down the rabbit hole. You have gone way too far down a slippery slope that seriously calls into question the morality of this country, the morality of the organization of Planned Parenthood, and how in the world the president of Planned Parenthood can stand there on Sunday television and state that what is most abhorrent, that what is most disgusting is the lies of this organization that enabled them to get this video. How sick is that? That's what's wrong, that they lied to get those videos. Not that we're selling baby parts, not that we're using baby parts for research and stuff like that. Not doesn't have anything to do with that. Doesn't have to do with harvesting organs of innocent, helpless babies. No, it's that they lied to get what they got. Yeah, you're right, Planned Parenthood president and the organization of Planned Parenthood and all the other liberals out there that seriously think that we should continue to fund an organization like Planned Parenthood. That's what's wrong. They lied. Folks, that's far from what's wrong with this story. Far from what's wrong. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio. Catch me again next week at this same time. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.